On Monday, Congress allowed the interest rate on subsidized Stafford student loans to double from 3.4% to 6.8%. Lawmakers from both parties have said they'll fix the problem when they return from their 4th of July recess. But if they don't, students already burdened with an average of more than $25,000 in debt when they graduate from college could find themselves saddled with higher interest rates this year than last. Congress's Joint Economic Committee has estimated the cost passed on to students would be about $2,600. A new survey released yesterday by the One Wisconsin Institute says even without the increased interest payments, the burden of student debt is having a significant impact on the economic well-being of those who borrow and on the nation's economy as a whole. Scott Ross, executive director of One Wisconsin Institute, says the study is based on a survey of more than 61,000 people nationwide.
What we found was that the average debt is taking people over two decades to pay off. We found that rates of home ownership were 36% lower among those people who are still paying student loans versus those who have already paid off a loan. And that applies across income levels. We found that, for instance, if you have a student loan, it's 63% more likely that you purchased a used vehicle as opposed to a new vehicle. We found this across the board. If you have student loans, you are having trouble making those purchases that embody entrance into the middle class.
Why did you choose home ownership and vehicle purchases as markers or indicators for this?
Well, we started looking into this issue about 2 years ago, and we did a study just in the state of Wisconsin on this issue. And the reason we looked at home ownership and car purchasing is because we feel like those are the two purchases that embody that entrance into the middle class. And so we were extremely concerned when we saw from our initial report in Wisconsin and then this national report that people who are playing by the rules, going out and getting a higher education so they can get a good job and make a good middle class salary, are being denied these purchases and entry into the middle class because of student loan debt that has changed so dramatically over the last 20 years. We are now at over $1 trillion of student loan debt. It surpasses every other consumer debt in the nation except for mortgage debt. Student loan debt is the only debt that's increased since the Great Recession, and we think it's contributing to the economy realizing its full potential, and it's only going to get worse.
And what about the life of the loan? People have a long-term economic impact from these huge debts. What does this do to ability to retire, to put aside for retirement? This has all got to be affected by paying off debt.
Well, in a sense, it's creating a cycle of debt. Because somebody who's getting out of college now, or somebody who graduated in, say, the last 10 years, you know, has an average of almost 20 years of student loan debt if they have a four-year degree. And if you're paying off $500 a month for 20 years, the chances that you're able to then save for your kids' coming college expenses plummet. And so with regards to that cycle of debt for the children of borrowers, for young people and people in their 30s and 40s having less ability to save for retirement at a time when it's possible, when Generation X and the millennials retire, you know, there may be a dramatically lower amount of retirement resources out there. So this is all going to come to a head, and we have to do something about it. And unfortunately, right now, student loan interest rates, the federal Stafford student loan interest rates, doubled the other day because of inaction by Congress. And there is some talk about them going back in to do a fix on this, but this doesn't even come close to doing enough. I mean, if Congress goes back in and keeps student loan interest rates at 3.4% instead of allowing them to continue to be doubled, which is what happened, to 6.8%, we are just maintaining the status quo. Student loan debt has grown exponentially. I mean, we've gone from about $200 billion worth of student loan debt in 2000 to this over $1 trillion as of 2012. And we have to do something about it. We have to come up with some real solution. And the thing you have to remember is we are here because of a number of reasons. First of all, college tuition has basically doubled over the last 10 years, as has student loan debt. Meanwhile, you know, banks are earning tens of billions of dollars from interest. The federal government is going to earn something like $50 billion off of the interest from student loans this year. And the result is that American families with student loan debt are being squeezed in a vice between the big banks and federal and state government. And we see this all happening as state governments are reducing the investment they're making in higher education. And I think that anybody who has paid a tuition bill will tell you how much tuition has gone up at universities all across the country over the last 15 years.
Well, Congress has said that they may go back and fix this. It may be a retroactive fix, but they've said sort of the same thing about the sequester, and so far that hasn't been fixed. If they don't bring the interest rate back down, what will be the impact? How will this affect the debt structure that you saw in your study before the interest rate doubled?
If Congress doesn't act just to put interest rates back to what they were 4 or 5 days ago, we're going to see about 7 million people with about $7 billion in new student loan interest payments. So it's about about $1,000 per loan that you have. You're going to see an increase. And that's unacceptable. But I think that pretending that if Congress goes back and retroactively keeps the status quo, pretending that that is doing enough is not good enough by a long shot. There are a lot of different things that we could do to make the financing of higher education a little bit closer to the way it was 20 years ago. And because, again, remember, things happened over the last 20 years to put lenders at the mercy of big banks. First of all, they privatized student loans and allowed private loans to get involved in the system. Then over the course of about 10 years, they stripped away every single consumer protection that's afforded a commercial transaction in the United States, was summarily stripped away from student loans. So for instance, you don't have the ability to refinance a student loan like you can with a mortgage. We think that you should be able to refinance student loans. But I'll also say this, you know, there's no statutes of limitations when it comes to student loans. And in American jurisprudence, there are four crimes that have no statute of limitations. That'd be kidnapping, murder, war crimes, and treason, and now essentially student loans. And I think that this squeeze on the middle class and the Wall Street takeover in terms of consumer protections is one of the reasons why, for instance, in 2012, we saw 120,000 Americans over the age of 60 have their Social Security payments garnished because of student loan debt.
Scott Ross is Executive Director of One Wisconsin Institute.